Professor Isahara Hitoshi from the National Institute of Communication of Information and Communication Technology in Japan, where he is heading a group, a research group, and several projects in the area of machine translation and other language technologies. Professor Isahara is also director of the Tai Institute of Language Processing and vice president of the International Association of Machine Translation and president of the Asian Pacific Association of Machine Translation, and he's going to tell us about machine translation in Japan. Thank you.
So I'm Hitoshi Isahara from National Institute of Information and Communication Technology. Sorry. So today I'll talk about MT research in Japan or something in Asia. So today I talk about early on EVMT system, so Japanese-Chinese machine translation system and its application, and the limited resources where we are using, and medical examination support system, it's a Japanese Thai system, and translation of aviation manuals. So the first one, R&D of EVMT is very much scientific things, and but the medical examination support system and translation of aviation manuals are very practical things. Or in other words, R&D of EVMT is Japanese-Chinese, and medical examination support system is Japanese-Thai, so it's something, the language in Asia. So Japan is one of the countries in Asia, and the third one is Japanese-English translation, so it's a kind of Japan in the world. So R&D of Japanese-Chinese machine translation system. This is a five-year national project of Japanese national project from 2006 fiscal year. So we just finished our third year, and now we enter the fourth year. So the budget is $2 million per year. And our objectives are making scientific and technological information in China and Japan easily usable in both countries. Our methodology is that translation engine will be based on example-based machine translation. And also, syntactic information will be used in many parts of the translation engine. So this is a very rough sketch of our system, architect system. So the input is scientific and technical papers, not only abstract, but the full papers, Japanese or Chinese. And our system has analyzer and also translation engines. So our system outputs the scientific or technical paper style output in Chinese or Japanese. So because we are using example-based mechanism, we need some very huge corpora between Japanese and Chinese, and also we need several dictionaries, right? The term dictionary or fundamental word dictionary. So this project, this national project, has five members, NICT, our institute, and Kyoto University, Professor Kurohachi's team, and two teams from Tokyo University, Professor Tsuji and Professor Nakagawa, and Shizuoka University, Professor Kaji, and the last one is JST, it's a Japan Science and Technology Agency, which has huge paper database of technical papers. So analyzer and translation engine is mainly done by NICT and Kyoto University. And resources is done by another team, that's Tokyo University and Shizuoka University of Tokyo and Shizuoka University and JST. So how our system translates a sentence, in this case, Chinese sentence, into Japanese. So the third line is a Chinese input. Actually, I don't understand Chinese. But anyway. So our system analyzes Chinese sentence syntactically and get this kind of dependency trees. And we have pre-coded example databases around 1 million sentence pairs. So that blue part corresponds to the blue part, and brown part corresponds to brown part, and so forth. And Chinese part and Japanese part has some connections. Our target is to get the Japanese dependency trees over there, and finally output these Japanese sentences. So this part corresponds to this part can insert into this part, and this part corresponds to this part, and this part can be insert into this part. So finally, we can get output like that. So our system is an example-based method, but using a very deep syntactic information. So because our project is a kind of national project, we have very strict mission statements. So the goal for the third year we just finished is we have to evaluate the Japanese, Chinese, from Japanese to Chinese, I mean, machine translation prototype system for specific target domains. And the goal for the this year, two years more from now, is we have to improve the Chinese analysis performance and complete demonstration experiment on the Japanese-Chinese and Chinese-Japanese post-traction machine translation prototype system. Currently, the performance of our system is like this. So the top two line, the middle two line is Japanese-English and English-Japanese. Our target is Japanese to Chinese and Chinese to Japanese, but at the beginning, we did not have enough parallel corpora. So firstly, we started our research using Japanese-English parallel corpora. So now we can use 1 million sentence pairs as a training corpus, and parsing accuracy of English and Japanese is like something like 90%. And the EBMT is our system. RBMT is a commercial system on the shelf. And SMT, we use simple model toolkit. So for blue score from Japanese to English, the best one is SMT, and our system is rather good, but the rule base is not so good. From English to Japanese, our system is the best result. So for Japanese to Chinese and Chinese to Japanese, at that time we can use 0.6 million sentence pairs, and Japanese parsing accuracy is also 90%. However, the Chinese parser is not so good. The accuracy is around 73%. So the blue score of our system is around 11%. And SMT is around 20% so forth. Not only this kind of automatic evaluation like blue score, we also do the human evaluations, advocacy. So the sentence out of sentences whose advocacy is 3 or more is around 70% from our Japanese to English experiment. And for EBMT is around 60% and SMT is 57%. So our target is to make this advocacy score more than 80%. So to make this, we have to brush up the quality of Chinese parsing system, because currently the quality of Chinese parsing system is only 73%. The resources and analyzers we are using now is like this. So parallel corpus, it means Japanese-Chinese parallel corpus. The original data is a technical papers, like papers on natural processing, and paper on medical domains, and paper of environmental sciences. And we use two kinds of dictionaries. Technical term dictionary, which we made for this research purpose, and EDL Japanese-Chinese dictionary. We have EDL Japanese English Dictionary. It's created by Japanese government. So it contains around 400,000 concepts, and it fits one dictionary contains around 200 words for Japanese and English. And we extend it to Chinese. As for Chinese analyzer, we use the combinational method, and we use very huge raw corpus. Currently, the output risk accuracy ratio of our overall analyzer is 94%. It's one of the best results now. And also our syntax analyzer leads to 89% correct ratio. So we finished our third year. So we have some prototypes of our Japanese, Chinese, and Chinese Japanese machine translation system. So last year, we have two applications. So one is Games of the 29th Olympiad, Beijing 2000. Anyway, so Beijing Olympics. So our system is involved in the official system of Beijing Olympics. So to be involved in the official system, we have to pass some examinations. So fluency and adequacy must be more than 60%, and we have to satisfy some speed regulations. So actually, we asked the Chinese Academy of Science, Institute of Computing, to evaluate our system, and they gave us a certification that says our system is over this regulation. And the second one is Thailand and Japan distance education. So in Thailand, we NICD have Thai Computational Linguistic Laboratory. It's just north of Bangkok. And we have the collaborative partner. It's a high school in Myeong Song in Thailand. And in Japan side, NICD is Keihan Laboratory. Now working at. So, and also we use the high school in Uji, Kyoto. It's also Kyoto Prefecture. So this is a rough sketch of the official system of Beijing Olympics. So the Beijing Organizing Committee of Olympic Games, DOCOZ for short, has Olympic Spectacular Service Information. It's originally in Chinese. So they have to translate it into at least English and French, their official languages. But that BOCOZ want to translate this Chinese-oriented, Chinese-original information into other languages. So they introduced several machine translation systems. So ours is one of them. So our machine translation system, or other machine translation system, is using for as a translation aid. So around 110 translator translates the Chinese sentence into other languages, mainly English and French, and also Japanese and Arabic and so forth. And also, they made the multilingual database for Olympic Games and Beijing sightseeing. So in this case, we use our machine translation system to make these databases. So the information translated by the translator with the aid of the machine translation system is used for the official website managed by Soho company and mobile phone by China Mobile. And there are around 50 to 60 booths with English translator, Han language translator, and Beijing guide. It's an information booth. It's mostly in the Olympic Park and somewhere in the Beijing airport. And also they have multilingual guide via telephone, such systems. So this is a picture of the tourist information service at Beijing Olympics. The left-hand top side is the machine translation system for spectacular service information of Beijing Olympics. So it's a translation aid system. And these three pictures is a machine processor system. It's used in the information booths. So this is the machine used as an information booth. And here's a translation window. So if you want to input the Chinese sentence here, without the Japanese sentence will appear here in the screen. So people can use this kind of information system as an information booth in the Olympic Park. So as for Thai Japan tele-education systems, our institute, Keihanda Laboratories, is in the west part of Japan, and Thai Computational Linguistics Laboratory is in Bangkok. And my concern is somewhere like this. It's a border between Thailand and Myanmar or Burma. So we have a very small, very tiny prototype of Japanese type translation systems. But the training purpose is also very small, so we have to follow some scenarios, and we have to accept scenario-based sentences as an input. So this is a picture of the classrooms in Japan. So the Japanese high school student wears a Japanese kimono, and maybe you can see, but in Thailand, Thai people wear their traditional costumes. Okay, so linguistic resources developed by NICT. So we have several corpora. One is NICT multilingual corpus. It's Chinese, Japanese, English corpus. And it contains around 40,000 sentences. Original sentence is newspaper article. And also, we have large-scale Japanese-Chinese parallel corpus, more than 1 million words for our EDMT system. And newspaper article parallel corpus. We use Yomiuri Shimbun, one of the biggest Japanese newspaper company, and they have their English version, Daily Yomiuri. So we make these two articles into parallel corpus. And also, we have patent parallel corpus, contains around 2 million sentence pairs. And corpus correspondence companies is a very huge corpus, a speech and text corpus. We record the 7-hour monologue speech and transcribe everything and annotate morphologically and syntactically. And the last one is NICT JLE corpus. JLE stands for Japanese Learner English. So it's a corpus of Japanese people who is speaking English. So we gather the record of around 1,000 people. For lexicon, as I told you, we have EDL dictionary. So as for word dictionary, we have Japanese word dictionary and English word dictionary. Each contains around 200,000 words. And bilingual dictionary, Japanese to English and English to Japanese. And we've extended it. We just make a new version. It's a Japanese to Chinese dictionary. And we have one big concept dictionary with 400,000 concepts and coherence dictionary. And for WordNet, we just released last month our Japanese WordNet under these home pages. And at Thai Laboratory, we are now compiling Asian WordNet. So it will be released in the future. So some of the information of these resources, corpus and lexicon, you can find it on our natural language processing portal site. The original is Japanese, but we have the English version. And here is a catalog of language resources in Asia. And in Japan, also we have some information. And also, currently we have Shachi systems, which is language resource catalogs. You can see the catalog list, and also you can do the catalog search from this window. examination support system. This is rather practical, not so sophisticated one. So, but the difference is actually, there's actual numbers. So there are around 40,000 Japanese residents in Thailand, and more than 1 million, actually 1.5 million Japanese tourists and business travelers visit Thailand every year. But maybe this year, maybe it's less than 1 million. But so as a result, serious language problems arise in various situations, especially in hospitals. So when Japanese worker in Thailand who generally cannot speak Thai want to be asked detailed questions in Japanese about the health by a local doctor, even in Bangkok, there are few doctors who can speak Japanese. There are several big hospitals in Bangkok, so two or three such hospitals have the doctor who can speak Japanese, but it's not so many. So we wish to develop a medical examination support system using NLP technologies, which enables local doctors and foreign patients to communicate using their own mother tongue, in this case, Japanese people in Thailand. So the basic idea is a medical SLT system generated at University of Geneva, and we extend it into Thai-Japanese system, and also we want to support more domains, the medical problems in general. So we use a trilingual Japanese, Thai, English list of illustrative sentences in the medical domain as a resource for this R&D, and we will develop a Thai system, and as I told you, we extend the system to wider domains. And also our plan includes on-the-spot inspection of the system at the hospital in Thailand. So the business translation, it's also from the practical use. So manuals, in general, are revised frequently, and there may be similar manuals for similar products, with some part of the manuals being identical. Intuitively, manuals for similar products or manuals for different versions of the same product are likely to resemble each other. Therefore, even with only a small amount of training data, a corpus-based MT system can output useful translations. So we tried to verify this intuition. So aviation manuals. Aircraft manufacturers produce series of aircraft, but the manuals for each series are written independently. Airline companies whose official language is other than English must first write aviation manuals in their own language by editing content based on the procedures defined in their operation policy and the operational systems they select for each type of aircraft in their fleet, and then translate them into English for overseas use. For example, Japan Airlines has numbers of fleet and several types of fleet, but for each fleet, they make the Japanese manuals in Japanese based on the manuals in originally made by the manufacturer. And then again, they translate the Japanese version into English version. So, also manuals are usually created separately for each aircraft. They may be very similar in style and content. So maybe 737, 747, 757, 767, 777 is very similar. And furthermore, a series of aircraft sold by an aircraft manufacturer is likely to be similar, as I told you. And however, airline companies have traditionally translated each manual from scratch. So machine translation technology could be usefully tailored to such companies, Japan Airlines or Omni Airlines in Japan. So I have no time to talk about it in detail. So just a summary. Generally speaking, corpus-based MT requires huge amount of text data, for example, 1 million parallel sentences. However, though the numbers of sentences used in an experiment were rather small, only 10,000 sentences or 20,000 sentences. But the case incentive blue scores range from 45.6 to 60.3. So So as for manuals, we don't use the empty output directly. There's some post-editing. So very roughly speaking, we can use half of the output for post-editing. So this was a very high given the small size of the training data, and so SMT is very promising for this task.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the last topic is Asian Pacific Association of Machine Translation. Currently, I'm the president of this AAMD. So it's under International Association of Machine Translation. So there's three branches, one is Asia, Asian Pacific, and Europe, and the Americas. So this association is not only for MD researchers, it's also for MD manufacturers and MD users. So the professors of the university is the member of our association, and also machine translation manufacturers such as Toshiba, Fujitsu, Sharp, and so forth as a member of AAMD, and many MD users, actually the translators, as a personal member of this AAMD. And we have several activities, committees for seeking future direction of AAMD. It's doing the research on the standardization of the dictionary, or evaluation of the AAMD output, and so forth. And AAMD JAPIO is a related organization to the Japanese Patent Office, and they are doing the patent translation workshop. And also AAMD Journal and AAMD Nagao Award. This is not the best paper award. So this AAMD Nagao Award is given to the individuals or groups who have contributed to R&D leading to or facilitating commercialization of AAMD system. And so far, most activities in AAMD is done in Japan, but we have a plan to open our China chapter and Korea chapter very soon. So this is the homepage of our AAMD. We have English version, Japanese version, Chinese version, Korean version, and Thai versions. So for example, from this page, you can reach to the machine translation system list. So the top part is Japanese to English system by Toshiba and NEC. And also, you can see other language pairs like English and India. And this is, you can see some of the list of machine translation system like that. Okay, thank you very much. That is why I like it. Yes, actually, we already have the sentence pairs for 747 and 777 and so forth. And we use some of them as a test corpus and evaluate using the blue score. So we did this kind of evaluations.
Then let's thank the speaker again.